Yesuayo. Omonia ala wana mama Kenya irawo. Barasuayo. Kenya irao o bara swayo eke echo dana o monia
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada, and I'm back in Hudson, so
yeah. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friend Fatia, who isn't here yet. We'll see if she comes later. But at least I have my Jada. Not that I own you. You're not mine, but you're my friend. And I like talking with you about books. So I'm excited to share some. We're in person today, so we have some in front of us. So I know what Jada's going to talk about, but you don't, listening out there. Well, but you soon will.
Well, my book is called Things in the Basement by Ben, I think it's at Cook, and it's a very interesting book about a boy who goes into his basement to look for one of his little siblings' socks, and then he ends up going down in like a trap door and meets all sorts of weird creatures. It's a very interesting book, and the art style is very sweet but also very monochrome. The colors of the pages change, you know, per chapter and such, but in general the art style is very, all the colors in the same page are like very similar, and they're all very muted. It's not like a very bright book, but I think that it fits because this is all supposed to be in his basement, so
yeah,
it's darker and gloomier. And it's a very interesting story that I would recommend, and there's a lot of fun stuff with it.
Yeah, there's lots of adventure. It's fun thinking about what could be underneath us all in the basement or beyond. So that's my recollection, is he goes to the basement, but then he finds like a door or something, or somehow mm-hmm. ends up in like an even deeper space or wider, bigger expanse. That's quite the adventure. All to find some socks. Or a sock, I can't remember.
It was one sock.
One sock.
A missing sock that was apparently made especially for his twin siblings by his aunt. And they just moved into this house. I forgot to mention that. They moved in, so stuff is still everywhere.
Yeah. It's like the classic sock problem, losing one sock. I once tried to solve that by just buying all the same sock or the same kind of sock. But then it turned out that they changed the sizes occasionally. So some are like slightly longer than others. And it's inevitable that like I try to put them together properly and there's always like one short one and one long one left. I don't know how it happens. It's just like the curse of the socks, you know. But in this case, the missing sock leads to quite an adventure. Awesome. Have you read anything else by Ben Hatke? Or I don't know how to say his name either.
No,
Hecky.
I've been wanting to read this one for a while, but I keep forgetting that I want to read it, even though it's right there. But no, I think I'd like to. He seems this book was enjoyable, and I'd like to see what else he has.
I can't remember all the titles of his other ones, but I think they often have like a sort of more fantastical or sci-fi element. Oh, did he do Zeta?
Oh, here it is. Yeah, he
Oh yeah, I
did
loved Zeta the
Zeta the
Space Girl.
Space Girl, Little Robot, Julia's House for Lost Creatures, Reynard's Tale, and Nobody Likes a Goblin.
I bet somebody likes a goblin. At least one person out there likes a goblin. Right? Somebody out there listening. That's cool. But yeah, I love Zeta the Space Girl. That series is really fun. I think I read Little Robot and Julia's House for, what was it called?
For
Unusual
Lost
Creatures?
Creatures.
Lost Creatures. Yeah. I like his art style. It's fun. It's very classic, like middle grade fantasy-esque
Yeah, and the
style.
art in those books, I've flipped through a couple, seem to be more vibrant than this one was. It gives a very different vibe, but I think it fits.
Yeah, the darkness of the basement would make colors not quite as vibrant. Cool. Thanks for sharing your book. I also have a middle grade graphic novel that I've been reading. It is called The Other Side of Tomorrow, with words by Tina Cho and art by Debbie, or sorry, by Deb J.J. Lee. And it's a historical fiction, although it's not set too far in the past. I think it's in like the 2000 teens. I'm not sure the exact year. It's possible they tell you what. Oh, 2013. Never mind. I tell you right up front. So it's set in 2013 in it starts off in North Korea, and it's the story of two children, two North Korean children who have different family circumstances. They're not like friends. They don't know each other at the start of the story. And so there is, and it's told, it's alternating perspectives. So there'll be a couple pages or a few pages from one character and then from the other and back and forth. And so one character is Yoon Ho and the other is Myung Hee. And Yoon Ho lives with his halmoni, his grandmother, and his mother has snuck across the border into China already. And they're just kind of waiting for the day that she asks him to come join her, that she feels like it's safe and that she's ready to have him join her. And Myung Hee lives with what I believe is her great aunt. I think they call it her emo halmoni. So I assumed that was like halmoni sister, like grandma's sister, who is very ill. And so at one point early in the book, so I don't think I'm spoiling anything. And it's also been in some reviews that I've read, so it's out there in the world. But Myung Hee's great aunt passes away, and so she's all on her own. Because her parents had also passed away. And so she decides it's time for her to try to sneak across into China for a better life. And Yoon Ho, on the other hand, his halmoni is still alive, but his mother sends word that it's time for him to come. And so they both set off on this journey, which is very dangerous and, of course, very scary for a kid traveling by themselves. And before they even head out, they have a chance encounter. But then they split up again. They go their own way. But then eventually they're brought back together and end up being traveling companions on this very challenging journey to a better life in a safer place. And so it's very serious. There are like moments of warmth and joy and love, but there's also like really moments that you can feel their struggle and their pain and their fear. So I'm about halfway through. I'm very curious to see where it goes. I hope it works out well for all of them. But yeah, it's interesting to read. I haven't really read that much about the North Korean experience. And it's interesting to learn about what it might be like for a young person going through this kind of experience of being a refugee. potentially, assuming they make it and
The art
find it.
style is really nice.
Yeah, the cover is beautiful, and I like the illustration on the inside is a little bit different than the cover, but it's pretty. It also has pretty muted colors, kind of like blues and grays and like a sort of orange tannish color. Spoil, but maybe in the end it gets brighter. But yeah, it's very, very well done so far. I'm feeling really pulled in by it. If I hadn't had to do something else, I would not have stopped reading it. I would have read it straight through, but I had to put it down. Life happens, you know. Sometimes life gets in your way. But that's The Other Side of Tomorrow by Peanut Show and art by J.J. Lee. I think it's suggested for ages 9 to 12. I think I read that in a review. And this one just came out in the fall. I think the things in the basement that Jada read is a little older, but not too old.
Also, I haven't been here like relatively long, only a couple months, and I've noticed that a lot of the books are still in the new area of the shelf. I mean, you just went through a bunch of them, I can tell, but how long do you keep a shelf the new sticker on the books before you decide it's no longer new?
We often keep them on for up to a year. We've thought about switching it to less time, but that's what we do currently.
Because
Because
I
some.
look there for new books and I'm like, well, I read all of these already.
Well, there's new on display, and then there's like new not on display, like that are kind of just out there. It's possible the other new ones, because we get new ones. I mean, you read a lot, so it might just be hard for us to keep up, but we get new graphic novels for young readers every month, I would say, because they're so popular. But maybe they're checked out, because that's a very popular section. Frequently, people come in and they check out like a whole stack of books.
I sit here and read. I've had it because I've spent a lot of time like doing that in source books. I've ended up being unfortunate enough to treat Barnes and Noble like they're the local library, and I feel bad because it's a bookstore, so you're supposed to buy the books that are in the store. But I can only ever remember three times actually buying a book inside of a Barnes and Noble, and two of those times were not very recently at all.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that. I used to do that as a teen. I would usually read magazines though, rather than books. So I'd go and like get a coffee and just read magazines with my friends.
I spend a
Fun.
lot of time first in the graphic novel section so I can get all the cool new things out of the way, and then I read a book or two if I have enough time.
Yeah, that's fun. But you can also use a library as a library, and you do.
I
I
get
often
there.
run into Jada reading in the stacks.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, so those are a couple book suggestions for today. I also want to let our listeners know about the upcoming Hudson Children's Book Festival. It's just a couple months away, a few months away. 2 months and a half away. So the Hudson Children's Book Festival is one of the largest children's book festivals in the state. It's held on the first Saturday of May every year. So this year it is Saturday, May 3rd. It's from 10 to 3. This year it's going to be at Columbia Green Community College. So make sure to mark your calendars for that first Saturday in May, 10 to 3 at the college. They've already started adding the authors and illustrators to the website. So it's really exciting to see who's coming. I haven't even gotten to look through it all. I just checked earlier and was like, ooh, yay, they're up. But I'll just read through the first ones in the alphabet. So this is alphabetical order by last name. There's Julio Anta, who has done a number of graphic novels, including Frontera, This Land Is Our Land, a Blue Beetle story. Home and Si Se Puede, the Latino heroes who changed the United States. And his most recent one that I think is not even out yet, I think it's coming out in a month or two, is Speak Up Santiago. And I'm looking forward to reading that. Gabriel Belkin, who is a local author, is going to be back again. I believe this is her latest one pictured here. It's the latest one that I've read, at least, is How to Be a Witch, which is a really fun picture book. And she does a lot of nonfiction writing and then works with various illustrators for her books. And Kara Bean wrote a book called Here I Am, I Am Me, An Illustrated Guide to Mental Health. She's also the author of Draw 500 Faces and Features. So she'll be coming. She lists herself as an obsessive doodler, author, and art educator. Artie Bennett's coming back. He's probably most known as the guy that writes the books about butts and poop and belches, kind of those risque topics. I really liked his book, The True Story of Zippy Chippy, The Little Horse That Couldn't. Highly suggest that one. That's a fun one. Another new author this year, Sophie Blackall, is coming, who is amazing. She is a multi-award-winning author. She did the Ivy and Bean series, the illustrations for that. She did Finding Winnie, which I just helped somebody check out of the library today. Hello Lighthouse, which I helped someone check out the other day. And so many more. Farmhouse. I'm trying to remember what all of her books are. She has so many, it's hard to keep track, but she's amazing.
Well, I really love the Ivy and Bean, illustrations. I read almost
Yeah.
all of the books. They're because the thing is with that, I don't know if they still keep coming out with them, but you think you read all of them, and then you turn out that there's 20, stuff like that. There's 20 more books in a spin-off. That's what it's like, especially with something like this is a bit off topic, but Ivy and Bean reminds me a bit of the Magic Treehouse series. I was obsessed with them, and I read like hundreds and hundreds of them. And then I found out, 2 years into reading the series, feeling it myself, that she had released another about 100 books in the main series, and then two, and then about 100 books in the side series. They have more than one of those, and it's like I can't keep up. There's no way that
Yeah.
everyone started reading it from the second, and that. I refuse to believe that everybody caught up with it.
Yeah.
And she's still breaking out more. She just released some more graphic novels versions of it, I think.
Of the Magic Treehouse ones. Yeah. Yeah, those are very popular. I know they're starting to do the graphic novels. I forget how many are out so far. But yeah, I haven't read Ivy and Bean. I know they're super popular. I should try one. Maybe I'll read one before she comes for the book fest
There's also a Netflix series.
of Ivy and Bean.
Well, two movies.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
They're also very good.
Nice. But yeah, I forgot her latest is called Stella and Marigold. It looks fun. It's also with Annie Barrows, who did the Ivy and Bean book. So they're partnering up again. Some other authors coming. We've got Lenora Bontegao is coming again. Nancy Castaldo is coming again. Ruth Chan is coming for, I believe this is her first time coming. She wrote a graphic novel memoir called Uprooted, which I talked on the radio about before. That's really good. And Sylvia Chen, who is a picture book author, is coming. Jerry Craft, who's a graphic novel author and illustrator. He actually designed the poster for this year's Book Fest. He'll be coming. And so on and so forth. There's so many people. I can't read them all, but maybe we'll start highlighting a few of them at a time leading up to the Book Fest. Because I'm so excited to see all these cool people. I don't know why I'm singing.
You
It's been a long week.
know, what we could do is that, every time on the radio, when I come in, you can say, we're gonna do this so you can read the book that this person did, and so we can each read a book that in the featured of the featured artist or illustrator that they worked on, and
That'd be cool.
then we can review it.
Sounds good. Yeah, I try before the book fest to read as much as I can. So I end up reading a lot of the picture books and then some of the chapter books, just because the picture books I can fly through, but chapter books take a little longer. But yeah, very exciting and so fun to see the list and so many authors and illustrators that have been here before that are coming back with new books, and just always great to see them. And then it's fun having some new authors come as well that I've been reading their books for years in many cases, and it's fun to get to meet them in person and tell them how much their books mean to people and how fun they are. So we're looking forward to that. So that will be again Saturday, May 3rd, 10 to 3 at Columbia Green Community College. You can find out more at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.org. And you can save the date and see us there. Shall be a lovely time. But anyways, do you have any things on your to-read list or things that you're excited about in the coming week?
No, I'm going to be spending more time here this week though, because it's off this week. School's off, so I'm going to be able to come here and put more
Nice.
and read more books.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm finishing up, both the book that I talked about today, I'm finishing that up. And I'm also finally reading Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry by Mildred D. Taylor, which I mentioned on last week's show. And I'm still really enjoying that. So I'll be finishing that up this week. And I don't know what's next in terms of young adult or kids books, but I have a lot of books checked out to choose from and a lot of books on the shelves in the library that I can choose from. So all I know is I'll keep reading forever.
Well, if you stop reading, we have a very boring bound by book session.
Yeah, that's true. It's not the only reason I read, but it is definitely an inspiration. Making sure I have something to talk about each week. But glad you were able to join me today, Jada. And thanks everyone out there for listening. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
Into the void of space, we shine a light, a flickering force, moving at eternal pace on an infinite voyage. Explore the magic. We are never too old for new worlds to align. Life is not a race, but a moment to embrace the journey.